Polk County Fire District Number 1, referred to the people by the district board, Measure 27-110, 5-year local option levy for emergency service operations. Question, shall district impose 60 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for 5 years, beginning in 2014-2015, for emergency service operations? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary, the Polk County Fire District Number 1 Board of Directors determined it needs additional funding to maintain emergency service operations. The board found that the current tax monies do not adequately fund ambulance and fire operations. The current fee for service payments from Medicare, Medicaid, and other insurance has significantly decreased over the past several years. During this time, ambulance service costs have continued to increase, as have requests for emergency services. The previous levy of 77 cents expired 3 years ago. Since that time, the board determined it needs additional revenue to provide the community with an adequate level of emergency response services. With revenue continuing to decrease, the board decided to ask the taxpayers whether they will fund this levy in order to maintain the current level of emergency response services. For a home with an assessed value of $180,000, the proposed levy would result in a $108 increase in property taxes. The proposed rate will raise approximately $648,324.94 in 2014-2015, $658,258.06 in 2015-2016, $668,346.43 in 2016-2017, $678,592.56 in 2017-2018, and $688,999.01 in 2018-2019. The estimated tax cost for this measure is an estimate only, based on the best information available from the county assessors at the time of the estimate. Explanatory statement. On August 15, 2013, the Board of Directors for Polk County Fire District No. 1 decided, by a unanimous vote, to place this funding measure on the November 5, 2013 ballot. The district's previous levy expired in 2010. The board, in its desire to be good stewards of the taxpayers' money, has evaluated the expenses and revenue of the district. However, with general tax revenues continuing to decrease and with the demand of services and costs increasing, the Board of Directors made the decision to ask the taxpayers if they will fund this measure. Approval of this measure by a yes vote will allow the district to maintain the current level of fire and emergency response for the next 5 years. Polk County Fire District No. 1 has 54 volunteers, whom the district relies on heavily, and 14 full-time personnel. The district covers 185 square miles with 4 stations, serving a population of approximately 22,000 people. During 2012, the district answered 1,839 calls for service, of which 1,425 were medical or rescue calls. Polk County Fire District No. 1 is not part of a city or county, but is a special district, a unit of government equal to a city or county. It is governed by an elected board of directors whose members are residents of the district. As elected representatives of district residents, the board of directors has a responsibility to represent the interests of district residents by making policy decisions that ensure the highest level of fire and life safety services provided in the most cost-effective manner. Further information can be obtained by calling 503-838-1510. Submitted by Joost Vanderhave, President, Board of Directors, Polk County Fire District No. 1. No arguments in favor of or opposed to this measure were filed. Here's a reminder to vote. When you vote, use a black or blue pen to completely fill in the box to the left of your choice. After voting, refold your ballot the same way you received it. To correct a mistake, draw a line through the entire measure response or candidate's name. You then have the option of making another choice. If your ballot is damaged, You may request a replacement by contacting the elections office at 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388.